Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. This week I'll be continuing with information about eye cancer. If you remember, last week I covered the types of eye cancer, the risk factors, the symptoms, the diagnosis, and how the cancer is described using stages and grades. And that involved a complicated system using the letters T, N, M, and even a G at times. These capital letters are then combined with lowercase letters and numbers, all designed to completely identify the type of cancer. In this week's program, you'll hear about the cancer treatment options, what they are, and the possible side effects. You'll also hear a little bit about clinical trials. The source for this information is a wonderful website called www.cancer.net, cancer.net, with information on this website approved by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. And now the program, Eye Cancer Treatment Options. In this section, you will learn about the different ways that doctors use to treat people with this type of cancer. This section outlines treatments that are the standard of care, the best known treatments available for this specific type of cancer. When making treatment plans, decisions about treatment plans, patients are also encouraged to consider clinical trials as an option. A clinical trial is a research study that's used to test a new approach to treatment to evaluate whether it's safe, effective, and possibly better than the standard treatment. Clinical trials may test such approaches as a new drug, a new combination of standard treatments, or new doses of current therapies. Your doctor can help you review all the treatment options. The next section is the treatment overview. Many people with intraocular melanoma, and remember, this is the eye cancer that's called a primary cancer. It starts in the eye. It originates within the eye. Intraocular melanoma. These are treated by more than one specialist with more than one type of treatment. This is called a multidisciplinary team approach. For example, patients who receive radiation therapy to the eye may need to also talk with an ophthalmologist or a plastic surgeon to make sure the eye can still function after the treatment. Cancer care teams also include a variety of other healthcare professionals, including physician assistants, oncology nurses, social workers, pharmacists, counselors, dietitians, nurse practitioners, and others. Patients should have a sense that their doctors have a coordinated plan of care and that the doctors are communicating effectively with one another. If patients do not feel that the team is communicating effectively with them or with each other about the goals of treatment and the plan of care, then patients should discuss this with the doctors and seek additional opinions before agreeing to treatment. Descriptions of the most common treatment options for eye cancer will be given shortly. Treatment options and recommendations depend on several factors, however, including the type and the stage of the cancer, the possible side effects, and the patient's preferences and the patient's overall health. Your care plan may also include treatment for symptoms and side effects, which is an important part of cancer care. Take the time to learn about all of your treatment options and be sure to ask questions about things that are unclear. Also, talk about the goals of each treatment with your doctor and what you can expect while receiving the treatment. The main goals for treating intraocular melanoma are to reduce the risk of the tumor spreading and to maintain the health and vision of the patient's eye if possible. The first one that's mentioned here is active surveillance, also called observation. The doctor may recommend this approach if the intraocular melanoma is small or slow growing and/or if treating the cancer would cause more discomfort than the disease itself. For example, this approach may be appropriate for people without any symptoms, older people, or seriously ill people, or people with a tumor in their only useful eye. In this case, the patient is monitored closely and active treatment will begin if the tumor shows signs of becoming more aggressive or spreading. This approach may also be called observation, watchful waiting, or even watch and wait. If the tumor grows bigger than 10 millimeters in diameter or 2 to 3 millimeters in height or thickness, then the doctor and the patient may decide to proceed with active treatment. Some people may be uncomfortable waiting and be worried that the cancer should be treated right away because treating the cancer has side effects, some of which can be harmful to the eye. Doctors may recommend not treating a smaller tumor until it starts to grow or shows high-risk features. Talk with your doctor about how often your eyes should be checked. Another possible treatment might be surgery. Surgery is the removal of the tumor and sometimes surrounding healthy tissue during an operation. This is also called surgical resection. Eye surgery is typically performed by an ophthalmologist. Surgery to the eye is quite common in the treatment of intraocular melanoma. During surgery, the ophthalmologist will remove parts or all of the affected eye, depending on the size and the spread of the tumor. Surgical options include the following four types. The first one is iridectomy, I-R-I-D-E-C-T-O-M-Y, iridectomy, which is the removal of part of the iris. The next type, number two, was iridocyclectomy, which is the removal of part of the iris and the ciliary body. And if we remember, the ciliary body are the muscles and things that control the placement of the eye. So that's iridocyclectomy. The next one is called sclerouvectomy, or it's also called endoresection, which is a surgery to remove the choroidal tumor while keeping the eye. And then the final, the ultimate one you might call it, is enucleation, which is the removal, the total removal of the eye. In some cases, surgery may also be used to place a radioactive disc for internal radiation therapy, which is also called brachytherapy. The potential side effects of eye surgery are similar to that of any surgery, including a risk of infection, problems from the general anesthesia, which is the medication that's used during surgery, and of course, pain. With total removal of the eye, there is a slight risk that the tumor could come back somewhere else in the orbit. Many patients want to know immediately whether the surgery was successful. However, the success of an operation is hard to tell right away. It may take months before the doctors can determine if all of the cancer cells were removed during surgery. I'll repeat that phrase. It may take months before they can determine if the surgery was a success. The next section is having an eye removed. That's the enucleation procedure that I mentioned. Sometimes the only choice a doctor has in treating intraocular melanoma is to remove the eye. Because of this visual loss, a person with one eye may have trouble with depth perception. Most people do adjust to these differences, though. Many people worry about what they will look like when they have an eye removed. The cosmetic surgery available today usually yields good cosmetic results. To fill the area in left by the missing eye, the person is fitted for a prosthesis or an artificial eye. The prosthesis will look and behave almost the same as a natural eye. For example, the artificial eye will move along with the person's remaining eye, just maybe not as much as a natural eye moves. Family members may be able to tell that the eye is not real, but it is unlikely that strangers will notice. If enucleation is required, talk with your doctor about a prosthesis as soon as possible. It may take many weeks for you to receive one. Also, ask about support services that may be available to you to help you adjust both physically and emotionally to the loss of an eye. Another possible treatment would be radiation therapy. Radiation therapy is the use of high-energy X-rays or other particles to destroy the cancer cells. A doctor who specializes in giving radiation therapy to treat cancer is called a radiation oncologist. A radiation therapy regimen, or a schedule, usually considers of a specific number of treatments given over a set period of time. The most common type of radiation treatment is called external beam radiation therapy, which is radiation given from a machine that's outside the body. Traditional external beam radiation therapy may be given after enucleation or even as a palliative treatment. And palliative, a reminder of that word, is more or less comfort, treating the symptoms. When radiation treatment is given using implants, it's called internal radiation therapy, or brachytherapy, or plaque therapy. For this treatment, the ophthalmologist places a radioactive disc, which is sometimes called a plaque, P-L-A-Q-U-E. This is placed near the tumor. Proton therapy is a type of external beam radiation therapy that uses protons rather than X-rays. At high energy, protons can destroy cancer cells. Using radiation therapy to treat the tumor may result in some vision loss or other complications, so doctors may recommend other treatments first. However, treatment for eye cancer using radiation therapy is continually improving, so be sure you talk with your doctor about the risks and benefits of the different types of radiation therapy. Radiation therapy may result in a variety of side effects, so it's important to talk with your ophthalmologist about what to expect. The extent of your side effects will depend on the type and dose of radiation therapy, where the tumor is located, and the patient's general health. For larger tumors, there is more risk for side effects or complications from radiation therapy. Please note that the side effects may not show up right away. So let your doctor know if problems arise. Be sure to ask what problems and signs to watch out for after being treated with radiation therapy. Some of the common side effects include cataracts. And a cataract is when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy. People with cataracts may have cloudy or foggy vision, may have trouble seeing at night, or may have problems with glare from the sun or bright lights. If the cataract is causing major problems with a person's eyesight, it may be surgically removed. Another common side effect from radiation therapy would be the loss of eyelashes and or dry eyes. These side effects can occur with external beam radiation therapy and with proton beam radiation therapy. Now we have a list of four possible side effects that are less common. And these, however, can cause a loss of vision. The first one is called radiation retinopathy, the development of abnormal blood vessels in the retina. Another one is called radiation optic neuropathy, which is damage to the optic nerve. Another would be neovascular glaucoma. This is a painful condition where new blood vessels develop and block the outflow of fluid from the eye. And then another side effect, less common but very serious, is the loss of the entire eye. If there is significant damage to the eye from radiation therapy, the eye may need to be removed. And be sure you do notify your doctor if you notice any problems following radiation therapy. Another treatment that's available would be laser therapy. This procedure uses heat in the form of a laser to shrink a smaller tumor. It may also be called thermotherapy or transpupillary thermotherapy, and that's abbreviated TTT, transpupillary thermotherapy. This is a kind of laser therapy. This treatment, laser therapy, potentially has fewer side effects than surgery or radiation therapy, but laser therapy may also be combined with radiation therapy. Next, we come to some treatments that are suggested according to the disease and the stage. Below, we have an outline of the common treatments used depending on the type and stage of the eye cancer. In addition to standard treatments, patients are encouraged to talk with their doctors about clinical trials that are open to them, no matter what type you have or what stage of your tumor. The first treatment, the first type of cancer that's mentioned is iris melanoma. Iris melanoma is not generally actively treated unless the tumor begins to grow, although there can be exceptions. In the following are examples of common treatment options. The first one, active surveillance and observation, watch and wait. Second one would be surgery, namely iridectomy. Another possible treatment would be radiation therapy, either proton therapy or brachytherapy. And also for an iris melanoma, enucleation if the tumor is too large to remove or if it spreads beyond the eye. If the type of tumor is a small choroidal or ciliary body tumor, and remember the ciliary body is the part of the eye that connects the iris to the choroid, the following are some treatment options for a small choroidal or ciliary body tumor: active surveillance and observation, or watch and wait, radiation therapy, proton therapy or brachytherapy, laser therapy, or surgical resection, which is the removal of the tumor, and of course, the end possibility, enucleation. Careful observation is a common treatment plan for small choroidal or ciliary body tumors, although patients and their doctors may choose another option depending on the location of the tumor or whether the tumor begins to grow. Next, we step up in size, a medium choroidal or ciliary body tumor. The two most common treatment options for medium-sized choroidal and ciliary body melanoma are radiation therapy. They jump right into that with proton therapy or brachytherapy, and then enucleation if that's necessary. It is believed that there is no difference in survival rates between these two treatment options for a medium-sized choroidal tumor. Other treatment options for a medium-sized tumor may include surgery to remove the tumor or enrolling in a clinical trial. In addition, the combination of laser therapy and radiation therapy, which is sometimes called sandwich therapy, is being used more frequently lately to treat this type of tumor. And once again, that was a medium-sized choroidal or ciliary body tumor. Sandwich therapy, combining laser therapy and radiation therapy. Next, if that tumor gets really big, a large choroidal or ciliary body tumor, enucleation is the usual treatment. Results of what's called a collaborative ocular melanoma study, it's abbreviated COMS, this study revealed that patients had similar survival rates whether they received radiation therapy before enucleation or had their eye removed with no prior radiation treatment. Enrolling in a clinical trial may be another option for people with large choroidal and ciliary body tumors, as is additional brachytherapy. Next type, we have extraocular extension melanoma. If the tumor has spread to outside the eye, optic nerve, or eye socket, the doctor may recommend removal of the eye. Or the doctor may perform a modified enucleation, which is the removal of the eyeball and adjacent structures. In some cases, the doctor may decide to remove the entire eye and the adjacent structures in a process called exenteration. If the spread is small, some doctors will try to save the eye by removing the outer part of the tumor and treating the eye with radiation therapy. You must talk with your doctor about possible treatment options, potential side effects, and clinical trials that might be open to you before you choose a treatment plan. Next, we have getting care for symptoms and side effects. Cancer and its treatment often cause side effects. In addition to treatment to slow, stop, or eliminate the cancer, an important part of cancer care is relieving a person's symptoms and side effects. This approach is called palliative or supportive care, and it includes supporting the patient with his or her physical, emotional, and social needs. Palliative care is any treatment that focuses on reducing the symptoms, improving the quality of life, and or supporting patients and their families. Any person, regardless of age or type and stage of their cancer, may receive palliative care. It works best when palliative care is started as early as needed in the cancer treatment process. People often receive treatment for the cancer and treatment to ease side effects at the same time. In fact, patients who receive both often have less severe symptoms. They quite often have a better quality of life and report that they are more satisfied with their treatment. Palliative care can also help if the treatment involves changes to your face to help you find emotional support to cope with these changes to your appearance. Palliative treatments vary widely and often include medication, nutritional suggestions, relaxation techniques, emotional support, and other therapies. You may also receive palliative treatments similar to those meant to eliminate the cancer, such as chemotherapy, surgery, or radiation therapy. Talk with your doctor about the goals of each treatment in your treatment plan. Before treatment begins, talk with your healthcare team about the possible side effects of your specific treatment plan, and talk to them, ask about the palliative care options. I'll spell that word if that makes more sense to you. Palliative is P-A-L-L-I-A-T-I-V-E, palliative care, eliminating the side effects, effects of the main symptoms of the treatment. And during and after treatment, be sure you tell your doctor or another healthcare team member if you are experiencing a new problem so that this can be addressed as quickly as possible. Next, we have a consideration for metastatic intraocular melanoma. If the cancer has spread to another location in the body, it's called metastatic cancer. For example, metastatic intraocular melanoma can spread from the eye to other parts of the body, such as the liver. Patients with this diagnosis are encouraged to talk with doctors who are experienced in treating this stage of cancer, because there can be different options about your best treatment plan at this point. Learn more about getting a second opinion before starting treatment so that you are comfortable with the treatment plan you finally choose. And your discussion at this point may include clinical trials. Your healthcare team may recommend a treatment plan that also includes treating the disease in the affected organ or enrolling in a clinical trial. Palliative care will also be important to help relieve the symptoms and side effects. For patients with intraocular melanoma, it is important to find a doctor who is familiar with this disease because it can be very different from metastatic melanoma of the skin. For most patients, a diagnosis of metastatic cancer is very stressful and at times difficult to bear. Patients and their families are encouraged to talk about the way they are feeling with doctors, nurses, social workers, or other members of their healthcare team. It may also be helpful to talk with other patients and consider joining a support group. Now we have some information about clinical trials for you. Doctors and scientists are always looking for better ways to care for patients with eye cancer. To make scientific advances, doctors create research studies involving volunteers, and these are called clinical trials. I'll repeat that. To make scientific advances, doctors create research studies involving volunteers. In fact, every drug that's now approved, every drug approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, was previously tested in clinical trials. Many clinical trials are focused on new treatments, evaluating whether a new treatment is safe, effective, and possibly better than the current treatment. These types of studies evaluate new drugs, different combinations of existing treatments, new approaches to radiation therapy or surgery, and new methods of treatment. Patients who participate in clinical trials are among the first to receive these new treatments before they are widely available. However, there is no guarantee that the new treatment will be safe, effective, or better than the standard treatment. There are also clinical trials that study new ways to ease symptoms and side effects during treatment and managing the later effects that may occur after treatment. Talk with your doctor about clinical trials regarding side effects. And in addition, there are ongoing studies about ways to prevent the disease. Now you've come to the point where you're trying to make a decision, deciding to join a clinical trial. Patients decide to participate in clinical trials for many reasons. For some patients, a clinical trial is the best treatment option available. Because standard treatments are not perfect, patients are often willing to face the added uncertainty of a clinical trial in the hope of a better result. Other patients volunteer for clinical trials because they know that these studies are the only way to make progress in treating eye cancer. Even if they do not benefit directly from the clinical trial, their participation may benefit future patients with eye cancer. Sometimes people have concerns that in a clinical trial, they may receive no treatment by being placed in a placebo or given a quote-unquote sugar pill. However, placebos are usually combined with standard treatment in most cancer clinical trials. When a placebo is used in a study, it is done with the full knowledge of the participants. Specifically for eye cancer, placebos are not often used. Eye cancer trials usually compare standard therapy and different combinations or new drugs. To join a clinical trial, patients must participate in a process known as informed consent. During that process, the doctor will list all the patient's options so that the patient understands how the new treatment differs from the standard treatment. The doctor must also list all the risks of the new treatment, which may or may not be different from the risks of the standard treatment. And finally, the doctor must explain what will be required of each patient in order to participate in the clinical trial, including the number of doctor visits, tests, and the schedule of the treatment. And patients, you should know, patients who participate in a clinical trial may stop participating at any time for any personal or medical reason. And this may include that the new treatment is simply not working or there have serious side effects. Clinical trials are also closely monitored by experts who watch for any problems with each study. It's important that patients participating in a clinical trial talk with their doctor and the researchers about who will be providing their treatment and care during the trial, after the trial clinical trial ends, and or if the patient chooses to leave the clinical trial before it ends. Well, I would like to end this program with a quote, as I do every week. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. This optimistic thought came from Victor Hugo, a French poet, novelist, and dramatist who lived back in the 1800s. His most famous works that you might remember are Les Miserables and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.
Big and loud.
Maybe too loud.